This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind from the Petroserve USA studios. And I know as soon as I say that, you're saying, what's for lunch today at Petroserve USA? I wouldn't blame you, because you probably can smell those Swedish meatballs from here. And they've got Swedish meatballs at not one, not two, but three locations today. Valley City, exit 292. They also have lasagna. 12th Avenue and I-29 Fargo. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And remember, all the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun, so it's really good. A little chef's choice at Harvard today. Come on in. And the 4 for $4, don't forget that. Most Petroserve USA locations have the four items for $4. Where else do you get a lunch for $4 that includes a pizza, nice hot stuff, personal pan pizza? They're delicious, fresh baked. Two cookies, and if you can't even finish them at lunch, you got one for later, right? And a 20-ounce soda. Or a coffee, yeah. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. Today on the program, we're going to chat with Dusty Johnson, who represents the great state of South Dakota, where Donald Trump will be later this week. And guess what? So will I. Hanging out with Mike Lindell from MyPillow. We're doing a little rally, a faith, family, freedom rally at the Main Street Square in Rapid City. That'll be at 4 p.m. on Friday. The big screens will be up, so if you can't get to the fireworks, you don't have one of the coveted 7,500 tickets, you can watch it there and be with a lot of like-minded people. So it'll be fun. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too. And by the way, questions for any of them, Kelly, Mike Lindell, Dusty Johnson, text them in right now. We'll ask them your questions. 701-367-2054. Or you can do Todd, 226-8503, or you can call them at 800-228-0550. Also, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, our local Flag family audience heard that on the eastern end of the state here a moment ago. We're going to replay that throughout the program today. A lot of news in our conversation with Sonny Perdue. USMCA starts today. So he talked about that. He talked about the wheat grading deal that's part of that. He talked about the China trade deal and where that's at and taking shape. We asked him questions for wheat farmers and corn farmers and our rancher friends as well, of course. And the biggest news, I think, out of this is going to be on the ranch side, on the Packers and that investigation that is going on. He gave us some news on that. He loved up ethanol and specifically unleaded 88. And speaking of that, before we get rolling with the program today and your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day, we have a guest to tell you about where we will be tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. We're looking forward to it. First, though, Jerry and Mandan has been waiting a long time to wish somebody a happy birthday. Whose birthday is it, Jerry?
Shirley Mace.
Shirley, I'm sorry, last name one more time?
Mace.
Shirley Mace, okay. And how old's Shirley today, can you say?
Yes. Pardon?
Can you say how old Shirley is today?
69.
69. Very good. I thought you'd say 39 and holding, but that's right.
And she's been married to me for 51 years.
For 51 nice. Years you've been married. Holy buckets. I hope so.
Right?
So, do you have a secret for all of us that maybe haven't made it quite to the 50 mark yet on what it takes to have a great marriage 51 years?
Yes, don't be afraid to say your story.
Now, that could probably be the best advice ever. Why are we so pig-headed about that? I don't know what it is. We just sometimes don't want to say
your story. Never go to bed mad at each other.
Never go to bed mad. Those are solid ones here. I'm glad you called. Wish her a happy birthday for us, would you?
Happy birthday, Shirley. Bye.
Happy birthday, Shirley. You got a good one in Jerry there, right there.
So does that mean I get to say that I've been married for 27 years, even though it's not all to the same woman?
I'll leave that to you.
Now,
I'll leave that to you. I think we should take his advice, but I think that's pretty good. Kent Satring is here. Kent is the CEO of PetroServe USA. We're going to be at PetroServe USA tomorrow, starting at 7 a.m., exit 292 in Valley City is where we'll be. Kent, thanks for having us tomorrow. I'm glad to have you on the program this morning.
Yeah, we're excited to have you out tomorrow, Scott, and looking forward to an exciting day with you.
I never doubt whether or not I'll find Unleaded 88 at the PetroServe USA location, and I know it's at most of your locations, depending on the particular brand of gasoline that you are doling out there. But tell me about your enthusiasm, why you have the enthusiasm you do for Unleaded 88 and for this product.
Well, actually, the reason we have the enthusiasm is because it's great for rural North Dakota. But the other thing is consumers are excited about Unleaded 88. I was just looking over our sales from last May at the Valley City store, and with COVID, we're down about 18% in gas sales. But our Unleaded 88 sales are up 50%. So our sales of Unleaded 88 are through the roof, giving the consumers what they want, let them choose. So it's an exciting time for ethanol.
Boy, that's pretty amazing. And obviously the price point's a big reason, I imagine, right? I mean, I if I have to look at two products, and one helps the robust oil industry in the North Dakota, obviously we are number two oil producer in the state. It's fantastic. And one helps our farmers. I know which one I'm going to grab. I'm going to grab the one that does both. Right?
Right. And you might want to grab the one that's better for your pocketbook, too. A lot of people are going to do that. And in Valley City tomorrow or today, we've got the prices $214.9 for 87 octane, which is 10% ethanol. And then the E80, the Super 88, which is E15, 15% ethanol, that's a nickel less. So it's $209.9. And tomorrow, if you stop by when Scott's there, we're going to be selling it for 25 cents a gallon off, $1.84.9. So if you put in 20 gallons, you'll save $5 using Unleaded 88. And as you know, Scott, $5 is more than enough to buy lunch at PetroServe USA.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It sure is. You can go in there and have a great special. And that Valley C store has been renovated, if you haven't been there in the last, what, are you 2 years old yet for your anniversary? Three? How many years?
Yeah, it's probably 3 years old.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful store. I call it the best-looking convenience store in the state. And you go in, and the folks are friendly, and the food's fantastic. And I understand a lot of people have noticed that's a busy store for you, right?
Oh, yeah, that is a huge, busy store for us. And, you know, it's a great location. And like you said, we have great management there. We have great staff there and a great community that really supports it. So that's a pretty exciting store for us.
Yeah, it is. And the food is just fantastic. I mean, it really, and that's why I love talking about the home cooking that has that great grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. And we're going to be having some fun with that tomorrow. We have some gift cards to give out. You have to, you know, maybe tell a little story about why you love America. We're going into the Independence Day weekend. And it is, of course, a busy time for drivers, so you can tour the state to fill up with Unleaded 88 and come on into PetroServe USA. Why are there not more people doing what you're doing? I know there's a few others out there that are doing it, but it's not certainly PetroServe USA is the leader on Unleaded 88. Why are your competitors slow to do that?
Well, you had a great interview with Secretary Sonny Perdue a little bit ago, and he talked about an infrastructure program where you're going to be put in new tanks and new pumps, and that's really what Unleaded 88 requires, is a third tank. And so a lot of the smaller towns only have two tanks, but some of our competitors like Casey's have been real good to support ethanol. Of course, they're an Iowa-based company, but they're coming around with E15. But yeah, the consumers want that product. They want to save 5 cents and get one point higher octane, so there is demand for it, but unfortunately, you know, there's gas stations don't change pumps and they don't change tanks overnight.
Casey's Cashwise as well is another one besides
that. That's right. Cashwise is another one that's been a real industry leader.
That's been doing it, putting in the Unleaded 88 in. Whenever you're on and we talk about this, some people will say, I like the choice. I like the ability to say, I want this or no, I'll take that. I mean, that's all about the consumer deciding, I think, is the best thing to go. But sometimes they say, well, I want unleaded. I want just pure unleaded. And that's harder to get. In other words, you'd take it in all your pumps if you could have it, I believe. But it's challenging to get, right? Isn't the refineries make that a little bit, wherever you're getting your gas, am I right about that? Is it not as available to you as a seller?
Well, it's quite a bit more expensive, just the straight gasoline. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but it's probably 30 cents more for just straight gasoline. And the other thing is you have to have an extra tank. So, of course, if you're going to sell a product that only is unleaded, 87 without ethanol to boost the octane, you're going to have a tank for that. It sells for 30 cents more, so you're not going to sell much. We do have a lot of stores that have premium, though. There is demand for premium for boats and motorcycles and high-performance cars that, you know, that are older.
So, again, it's more choice.
Yeah, unleaded 88 is only good for 2001 and newer. So if you've got a, you know, 1965 Corvette, you probably want to burn premium in that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so again, on unleaded 88, PetroServe USA locations, and tomorrow, Valley City location, you can buy it for $1.84, did we say? Was that the math in there? $1.84. Wow.
That's the price.
Yeah, that's incredible. And, of course, that's in, again, manufacturer recommendation of what year and newer?
2001 and newer.
2001 and newer, great. Ken, thanks for the time today. As always, look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Ken Santrink from PetroServe USA. We're going to tour the state with Unleaded 88, kicking off the summer driving season. Finally, it's here. Let's go. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business. Grow your career. Grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
question for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So tell me today, what is on your mind? 800-228-0550. On my mind today is we have a lot of folks joining us on the program that can make a difference on how farmers, ranchers operate, on how you know, we can get around the state powered by North Dakota oil, North Dakota corn. I mean, I'm thinking about all the positives that are out there, the great things that are happening. I read this morning a op-ed by Tony Clark. He's a former Public Service Commission member and a Fargo native. And Tony wrote a piece about how essential wind is. There's another one. I got a little bit of pushback from my Facebook post on that about, you know, people that don't like wind. It's America. You cannot like wind. There was a time that I didn't like the fact that wind was being subsidized. And now that they finally have said, we don't need it, we don't want it, phase it out, I'm saying, okay, now the landowner without a subsidy is the winner. And guess what? Utilities are saying the same thing. So what I'm getting at is there's all good things there. There's so many good things that are happening in North Dakota. It's unbelievable. We are an oasis. We are an oasis, a little dreamy island, compared to the rest of the world. And yet every day you come on this program and it's impossible not to get sucked into Joe Biden said what? He did what? Or CNN said what? One that's really irritating me, and again, I'm not going to talk about it a lot today. You can if you want. If it's really bugging you, that's fine. But the whole bit about the Russians and the bounty with Al-Qaeda, just think about it a minute, folks. If you were sitting back in a room crafting a political plan on how to defeat your enemy, wouldn't you dream up an idea that, okay, so we're going to have the Russians offering a bounty to Al-Qaeda to take out our soldiers here, okay? And then the military is going to find out about it, but they're not going to tell Donald Trump. Or if they do tell Donald Trump, he's going to ignore it. Oh, let's go with it. New York Times. Oh, bombshell story. Nancy Pelosi ready for it. Oh, this is outrageous. Joe Biden, dereliction of duty. We don't even know if it's credible. It could be a couple of yahoos in a room. And what do? Pound away day after day after day on this. Guess what? They're going to continue to do that. Nothing you can do can make them hate Donald Trump less. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No way. No how. So I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think we got to focus on what's good and what's great and what's happening here. Let's be smart about COVID. We don't need briefings. We don't need governors telling us to wear a mask or wash our hands. You know, I mean, governors, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they are not on this earth to be a doctor, to tell you how you should take care of yourself. We don't need that. We're smart enough. We'll figure that out. We'll decide for ourselves. Will everybody do it perfectly? No. Welcome to the world. Welcome to life. We got to get on with it here for our own sanity, if for nothing else. Now, we got to fight like the Dickens for Donald Trump. There's no doubt about it, because you know he's going to be there. But I'm saying, if you get sucked into the vortex of battling that day in and day out, you're going to be worn out. You're not going to be, you're going to be so scatterbrained you can't even think straight on how to fight smart. Tune it out. I'm getting to the point I don't even watch Fox anymore. I really don't. I'm going to find the stories I need to know. I'm going to tell you what I think about those stories. I'm going to welcome you to share those thoughts with me, but I'm not playing the game. I'm not playing the game. Sorry. Not going to do it. No way, no how. Sonny Perdue called us earlier, the Secretary of Agriculture. A lot to ask him. And I was thinking about the USMCA starting today. And if I had Kevin go out and pull out every clip where Donald Trump mentions NAFTA or USMCA, first as a candidate, then as the president, and then look at the news coverage of that, you wouldn't believe the mockery. Yet it happened, and it made things better. It opened up more markets. It goes a long way to fixing the sham the Canadians were jamming our wheat farmers with. And I could go on and on and on. One of the reasons that deal happened, if you may remember, I'll play you the clip here in a little bit, is Donald Trump mentioned when he was here campaigning, Shields Arena. Came to Shields Arena. He was campaigning for Kevin Cramer. Got on stage and talked about the bad deal. So we're going to talk about all of that, but let's first welcome to the program the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, on a very important day.
It's exhilarating, actually, and I have to confess I had some anxiety as well when he talked about withdrawing from NAFTA, but as he always does, he had a better plan. He knew where he wanted to go, and he's navigated us there. You mentioned, Scott, I was listening to you when you talked about the wheat grading issue. That sounds like a simple deal unless you're a wheat farmer in North Dakota and you sell across the line and your premium wheat's graded as feed wheat, and which is quite a bit of a discount. So those things sound simple, but to those folks in the Northern Plains, it made a big difference. For those dairy farmers in Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, makes a huge difference. For those auto industries throughout the Midwest and the United States that can get jobs back to the U.S. now, then it's a great deal, and we're looking forward to the implementation.
So, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, with us on What's On Your Mind earlier, and we're giving you some of the snippets of this. There is some news in this. Second question had to do with this issue being fixed that we mentioned on the corn side and what was happening. You know, what the Canadians were doing to us.
Scott, they had some kind of crazy rule or regulation where if wheat originated outside of the Canada, it was just automatically graded as feed wheat. You've got a lot of good farmers in the Northern Plains, North Dakota, Montana, and that grow some real premium varieties of wheat. And they command a real premium price most of the time. But if you sold across the border, and naturally many times those were the closest delivery points, if you sold across the border, you would get an extreme discount from what the wheat should have brought to a feed wheat grade, which was just that, not food grade, but feed grade.
Sonny Perdue, more of that conversation coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Also, Congressman Kelly Armstrong here in a couple of minutes. MyPillow's Mike Lindell and Dusty Johnson from South Dakota on the visit of the president. Tomorrow, we're PetroServe USA, Valley City. Questions, welcome. Give me a buzz.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a major upset in a Colorado Republican primary yesterday with political newcomer and staunch gun rights activist Lauren Boebert beating Congressman Scott Tipton, who'd been endorsed by President Trump. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato to put it in perspective.
very unexpectedly. He's had five terms, been in for 10 years, and was expected to win easily.
The winner, Boebert, who first made headlines for letting servers at her restaurant carry firearms, is pro-Trump and had accused Tipton of not doing enough to support his policies. President Trump is dismissing reports about what he knew and when he knew it when it comes to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. Tweeting the Russia bounty story is another made-up item by fake news. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
As always, Mike Lindell is, of course, the proprietor of the founder. He's not even the owner. He's not like the boss. He literally designed everything, built it from scratch. It's his invention. And it came from conversations at places like the Red River Valley Fair and the North Dakota State Fair and Husfest, finding out how many people just couldn't sleep. He said, "We're going to fix that," and they have. And now, of course, it's my pillows and it's towels and it's beds and it's duvet covers and so much more. That face mask, by the way, too, $29.99 on the face mask for a 10 count. You can get bigger supplies and bigger discounts. Same ones they made for hospitals. You can buy Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. They have beach towels now. They have beach blankets now. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, in just a moment. First, let's play a little more of that conversation with Sonny Perdue about the issue on wheat and how that was done. Go ahead, Roy.
And that's what was happening. I don't know exactly the details of how they did that, but we do know that was going on, and that's specifically one of those things the president was referring to that were specifically addressed in this issue as well. Over in British Columbia, you also had American wine that was placed behind two locked doors. You had to go ask for it specifically and then go into another cage to get California or U.S. Grown wine products there. And again, it's just protectionism in a very subtle, ugly way.
And those were ugly things that made NAFTA a bad deal. So it's a better deal with USMCA. What he was talking about there earlier, being a little nervous, the president, when he came to Fargo to campaign for Senator Kevin Cramer, flew out with John Hovind, Kevin Cramer. They're on the plane, Air Force One. They're talking to the president about, hey, how do we do this? You remember Kelly Armstrong spoke? John Hovind spoke, Kevin Cramer spoke, everybody was firing the crowd up. This issue was right there in the president's mind. Listen to what he said at the rally.
farmers, your people are going to be great. You know, John, I'll tell you, John and Kevin gave me something. They just told me this. Canadian wheat markets consistently discriminate against the United States wheat by grading it as feed. Do you know what that means? They know what it means. I don't know what the hell it means. I just know it's a bad deal. What the hell is that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he got a good chuckle out of that, for sure. And Kelly Armstrong was there. You remember that, Kelly?
I do. Probably the biggest crowd I'll ever give a speech to in this job. So it's pretty fantastic.
And you know, really what was amazing to me is that he trusted them. He said, this doesn't sound right, and brings it up and says, we're going to fix it. And here we are today on a day he fixed it. I mean, doesn't that pretty well describe Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this a lot through the whole party. He's the only guy who gets criticized for doing what he campaigned on.
Yeah, how strange is that? How strange is that? If you have a question or comment for Kelly Armstrong today, it's welcome. And Bill and Stanley first up here, 800-228-0550. Bill, go ahead. Bill, are you there?
Great. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I couldn't at first, but now I can.
Okay. I know you don't want to talk about Russia much, but just a quick comment. Where was the outrage from the Democrats when Obama was paying billions to the Iranians and they were killing U.S. soldiers in Iraq? That's all I got to say.
And he's talking, obviously, where is the outrage compared to the outrage we now see, which is consuming Washington, D.C., Kelly. I mean, this, the Russians were paying a bounty on the head of our soldiers, and Al-Qaeda did it, and Trump knew about it. He didn't do anything about it. I mean, day after day after day, they're leaking and calling for meetings and everything else. He makes a pretty good point there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think we're trying to create a scandal out of something that doesn't exist. You know, career CIA officials didn't think this was actionable enough to rise to an in-person briefing. And these things are important. And at the second part of this is very, very, also very important. If and when this becomes what we know, what we think it was, there have to be consequences to Russia. But also at the same time, you have to recognize the fact that when the Trump administration decided to take out a guy who was responsible for killing hundreds of U.S. citizens and soldiers, my friends on the other side of the aisle essentially said we had just started World War III. I mean, it's important to know what happened. It's important to protect our troops. It's important that there's consequences if this is true. But let's recognize how this all came through the system before we start jumping to political motives. And I've said this a lot, particularly when I come from back here. We're talking about troop security and national security. It's probably the one place where I get really, really frustrated in the politicization of all of these things.
Don't blame you. Texter Gale says, I want to bring this up with Kelly on this so-called bounty. The Democrats don't care about shop owners, shops being looted, burned. They don't protect their citizens with these riots. They don't care if cops are getting hurt. But they care about bounties? Give me a break. It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. Again, very sick people. As you look at this situation, do you see anything where somebody did something wrong, where the Trump administration could have done something different? Or do you see the wrongdoing in the fact that we know about this, maybe when we shouldn't, maybe before we could have got to the bottom of it, maybe we could have prevented or fully vetted it and not had it out front? Where's the wrongdoing on this lie?
Well, I do. I mean, first of all, if they were doing it, the wrongdoing lies on Russia, and we need to hold them accountable. But you bring up a very valid point. I mean, and this is a problem with how the media is operated under the Trump presidency anyway. I mean, dealing with unnamed sources and dealing with this, I mean, this type of intelligence is, I mean, it's important, but also if you're going to have it, it's going to be more important to get to the bottom to it. And I'm just telling you, this makes it harder to do that.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, when you are leaking one particular piece of a total foreign operations puzzle without any context, which there appears to be a lot of that, and politicizing it at the to the level 12, this isn't going to help our troops. This isn't going to help us get to the bottom of it. And it's just not good for national security. That's just the truth.
Well, it looks to me like it's 100% for politics. I mean, number one, it was leaked Sunday. It was leaked Saturday night, right? Yeah, Saturday night. It was in Sunday's paper, so they could ask about it on the Sunday shows. Nancy Pelosi just happens to be scheduled on the Sunday shows, and she is loaded for bear on it, right? And then it's press conferences, and, oh, we need to get to the bottom of this. We got to call an investigation. We got to find out. I mean, it looks to me like it was all choreographed. And never mind, it can do significant damage to our intelligence gathering when you're playing games like that. So they care more about politics than they do about protecting the troops, exactly what they're accusing the president of, no?
Well, and also at the same time, I mean, you have to take it in context. I mean, we are running through all of these things where career public officials, whenever we have judiciary hearings, are supposed to be like this last bastion of nonpartisan, which is patently not true. But I mean, skip over the fact that that is who put this stuff out and dealt with. And I mean, the real concern should be, if it was going on, how do we get to the bottom of it? How do we hold people accountable for it? Not a political hit on the president because we're coming into an election year.
Question for Kelly, says a listener. Is there any talks of early release for preventative plant acres for haying or grazing like last year?
Yes, actually, Dusty Johnson from South Dakota and I have been talking about that on our side, working forward towards trying to get some more of those things done. We did it last year. It worked out okay. The program actually worked very well, and I think we're going to be in some very similar stage again, hopefully.
Texter says, what do you think about Trump's veto threat of the Defense Authorization Act?
I'm not sure. Is this about the renaming of bases? There's a lot of news that's broken the last 48 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the Defense Authorization Act? I would imagine.
Yeah, well, Defense Authorization Act is typically, it's a bipartisan, that's how we deal with appropriation for our military. It's under traditional, in the history of Congress, it's been one of the fairly most, I mean, there's obviously partisan fights about the military and stuff like that, but it's a fairly nonpartisan bill that comes up every year to get done for our military. And then, I mean, last year was the first year in a very long time that it was voted on straight party lines.
So I suppose they're saying Trump's threatening to veto it, so that must mean he's anti-military, I suppose, is what the inference of that is.
No, I think it might be he threatened to veto it based on the naming of southern military bases. I think that's what it's about. Right. And I mean, that's we're going to have to see how that plays out.
Well, that shouldn't be in there anyway, should it?
Well, whether it is or it isn't, I mean, it's important that the Defense Authorization Act gets passed.
Yeah. Another texter says, I don't like wind. Kelly, do you like wind because of what's it's doing to the coal industry? That's why I don't like it. Don't like wind because of what it's doing to the coal industry. Why should the wind industry get its power paid for before coal? It's not fair.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of, so first of all, wind in and of itself isn't the problem. The way we've done federal policy on wind has really been part of the issue. When you grant them primacy on the grid and give them tax credits where they can actually provide power for less than it costs to produce it, it is going to cause real problems. And we don't have to look very far. We can look through Germany's green power plan, and they're burning more coal now than when they started because we deal with this in a reality. I don't mind all of the above energy. What I don't like is when my friends on the other side of the aisle say all of the above, and really what they mean is windmills, solar panels, and rainbows and unicorns.
But we have to be the same way on the coal and oil side in North Dakota, don't we? I mean, we have to say, look, if we're going to say true all of the above, let's be true all of the above. It goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, reality, it doesn't cost any more than it did 50 years ago to create electricity out of coal. The vast majority of the cost increase to coal, all of them are regulatory in nature. We have to be cognizant of the fact that we have hundreds of years worth of cheap, reliable energy that'll fuel our economy in the coal industry, and through policy, we are putting them in a situation where they can't compete. Now, there's been depressed natural gas prices for 10 years, and they deal with some of those issues. But natural gas competes in that environment a little better, because the one thing you can't do with a coal mine is start and stop it quickly.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on What's On Your Mind. We'll finish after.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Somebody wants a good deal on a brand new set of wheels, and you've come to the right place because it's Wednesday Wheels Day. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, Valley City, Pucklich Chevrolet Bismarck. Good deals. Bottom line, let me prove it. Cool looking sedan, looks brand new, price to move, the Valley City store. It's a Ford Fusion SE. 51,000 miles on it, 2016, sunroof, heated seats, Bluetooth, power seats, windows, silver exterior, black interior, gets great mileage, perfect back-to-school car, gets mid-30s on the highway, a peppy 2-liter turbo engine with plenty of power, backup camera to boot, it's on the lot right now, $15,995. But if you tell me you heard about it from us, and what's on your mind, you get more than $1,000 off of $14,732. Call 800-401-4352 or go online to PucklageValleyCity.com. More of our conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue coming up, and Congressman Kelly Armstrong here for a couple more minutes as well. We have a question waiting for Kelly. Dan in Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Congressman Armstrong, Dan Moss. I'm a Vietnamese.
Hi, Dan.
With an honorable discharge. I've never been arrested in my life. I've called your office more fingers and toes than I have. I have not gotten a stimulus check because in 2018, 2019, I was off both years on a job entry. I've taken the advice of Senator Kramer, and I have had my accountant, who's been an accountant for over 30 years, try to get on your web page and correct things. Can't do it. But now he's forcing me to lie and say I made $5 in interest, which I did not, so I can file a tax return, so I can get my stimulus. Now, I've called your office so many times. Your staff is rude to me, sir. Do something for me. Do something for me. Fix it. You still there, or did you hang up?
No, we're here.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm taking notes right now.
Yeah, so. We're both processing here. Let me ask you one quick thing, Dan, before we have Kelly answer on just how they maybe can help. You said Senator Kramer suggested something needed to be corrected. Did you talk to Senator? See, sometimes, and we don't really talk about this on the air, but if you call, for instance, one day and Senator Kramer's here and he says, hey, we'll help you, call the office, we'll get connected. Senator Hoeven does that often. Kelly has as well. Usually the North Dakota delegation says, you know, if somebody else is working it, they consider it covered. So sometimes that's where.
No one's doing anything.
No one's doing anything. Okay.
They all keep giving me the same type of response, go do this, go do that. I want some action. No one has done anything. I want you to take action and do something so that I get my stimulus check. All right?
And do we know that Dan has to have
California illegal aliens getting this money, and I haven't got my money, and I'm better.
Hang tight, Dan. I'm just trying to figure this out because you sound like an admirable person there that didn't want your tax accountant to say, hey, just put a bit of income there so I can get this. Do you have to have income to get the check, Kelly?
No, I mean this is a process problem, and we'll figure out what we can do about it right now. I'll talk to my staff as soon as I get off the radio. So,
Dan, why don't you hang on? Just we make sure they have your contact information, and our Daniel will take your number. And we'll get on it. There you go. Are you worried about President Trump's reelection, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm an old state party chair. I worry about every election until the Wednesday afterwards.
So,
when you have a lot of different chaos things that are going on, I think you always have to be concerned. The power of the incumbency and dealing with all the great things are great. But, I mean, when you have the best economy in the history of the world crash in 30 days and once in an absolute lifetime pandemic, and then obviously riots and protests across the country. I mean, I think politics is as tumultuous as it's ever been right now.
Do you think some of that chaos is intended? Is it a political weapon? I mean, this latest example of the bounty, as you know, one example of that, but I mean, some people say, wait a minute, economy roaring, all of a sudden a pandemic, and, you know, you've got however much, you know, in the way of chaos out there, and these, you know, after the George Floyd situation, do you think this is all just a bunch of coincidences, or do you worry that this is an orchestrated effort to defeat the president?
I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I think there's a lot more organization to a lot of these things.
in general that occur, but I don't think COVID-19 was orchestrated in those types of things. I think the reality is how they ended up here and versus where we're at. I mean, you got to take care of business, got to go make your case, and got to work yourself forward and make the case to the American people why we need to continue on the path we're on. And I think we really do. I mean, you've seen all of this in North Dakota from, we were just talking about USMCA, we've had more visits from president, vice president, secretaries of every department. It's the first administration in a very long time that I think actually cares about the things we do in North Dakota, and we need to keep that moving forward.
Great point. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us regularly on the program, answering your questions and comments. A lot of topics covered today, brought to you in part by our friends in Tioga. A great active community, family-friendly, Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. They always have great events going on. Main Street's growing. Brand new community center with a new library and indoor play area and outdoor skating rink. High household income average there, too. Good place for businesses. So come on in. Check them out at TiogaND.org. More Sunny Purdue and others coming up.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories, along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.